had a birth amongst us, and Oslofo and Francesca have been the beneficiaries of it, and Oslofo wants to come and introduce his son.
Thank you. Good morning. First of all, I'd like to give thanks and praise to God, our God who does all things well. He has been kind and gracious towards us. God granted us the gift of another child, and so we are grateful and happy for this thing that God has done for us. Francesca and I would also like to thank every one of you for your prayers, your support, your encouragement, and all the gifts. And you know, it's been overwhelming, and we are really, really grateful, immensely grateful to you all. As some, if not all of us, might remember, the last time we had a name here was during the lockdowns, where we named Agocho. So Francesca is from the Igbo-speaking part of Nigeria, and I'm from the Idoma-speaking part. So typically, in Nigerian culture, it's usually it would have a name from both languages, but it's interesting how language comes from God, and how the meanings of these names you will get to understand as I read them out. So first of all, his Igbo name is Somtochukwu. It might take getting used to, I know, but it's Somtochukwu, which means join me or join us in praising God. Francesca likes to give him a name from the Bible as well. So his name from the Bible is Jesse, and that means God's gift, as he truly is. His Idoma name, which is what he's going to be called. Before I say that, I'd like to read some verses from the Bible. James 4:8 says, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." Isaiah 55, verses 6-7 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." And lastly, Psalm 73, verse 28 says, "But as for me, the nearness of God is my good. I have set the Lord, Yahweh, as my refuge, that I may recount all your works." And so from these verses I've read, you kind of have an idea of what his name will be or is. So he will be called Tubocho. Tubocho. And Tubocho literally means draw near to God. And we gave him that name because it is our desire that all the days of his life, he may draw near and closer to God all the days of his life. And that he may come to call upon the name of Christ for the salvation of his soul. So he is not here this morning, but of course in the course of the week, you will all get to meet Tubocho and join us in welcoming him, God willing, to the church. Thank you.
Shall we just have a word of prayer? Our gracious God, we bow before thee and we acknowledge that all of life is from thy hand. And how we thank thee for the safe delivery of this little Tubocho. Our Father, we pray that early in life he will come to know the Saviour, that he'll be a delight to his parents and to Christian people, and a challenge to sinners, that he might be a bearer of the gospel as he goes about, as he grows into maturity, that he might know much of thy blessing. And we pray too for Oslofo and Francesca, that they might be wise as they bring him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that the family might be blessed with his presence. In our Saviour's name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Chris.